House Republicans emerged from a meeting with President Obama at the White House today to face a scrum of reporters asking, what happened? Was it a negotiation over federal spending? Was it just a photo op, PR? House Speaker John Boehner said it was an opportunity to solve the country's debt problems.
I've told the president one more time, this is the moment. This is the window of opportunity where we can deal with this on our terms. We can work together and solve this problem. We know what the problems are. Well, let's not kick the can down the road one more time. Now's the time to deal with it.
The meeting came a day after House Republicans staged a symbolic vote to kill the proposal to raise the country's borrowing limit without cutting federal spending. Fearing the wrath of Tea Party voters, every House Republican and 82 Democrats went along. Joining us on the line, Lori Montgomery, Washington Post financial reporter. Lori, the Congressional Research Service notes that Congress raised the debt five times between 2001 and 2008. Remind us, we've been over this ground, but what is different about this year's vote, making it so contentious? Is it just the many new Tea Party Republicans in the House unwilling to compromise?
Well, I mean, I think that that is the proximate cause of concern, is you have this group of people, and it's not just the freshmen, but also, you know, people who, Republicans who have been in Congress for some time and have been pushed to the right by the Tea Party influence, saying, we're not going to increase the debt ceiling, no way, no how. Well, okay, maybe if you cut spending enough. And so you've created an impasse where in the past you almost always had political posturing on this issue, but it was assumed that ultimately you would get there. Now you've got this sort of group of people who have been pushed very far to the right on spending, and it's unclear whether compromises, whether the Democratic administration can give anything that would satisfy them.
Well, and tell us just a bit about how the Republican Party leadership is feeling about this, because in the past couple of weeks we'd heard that there was some concern that some of these Tea Party-backed freshman Republicans are completely unaware of politics, which was seen as a good thing by people who put them in office. But they really do not care about, checks not going out to military families or to Social Security recipients, and that there's some concern in the Republican Party, that these are people who may be too far to the right of, government doesn't serve a purpose, let's shut it down.
Yeah, they've been trying to educate their members about why the debt limit seems to go up. And Boehner and Cantor and all the House leaders have been very clear that they believe that the debt limit has to rise. I mean, the most austere budget plan out there, the budget that House Republicans approved earlier this spring, requires more than $5 trillion in additional borrowing over the next decade and would require a $2 trillion increase in the debt limit itself through the end of next year. So there's no plan on the table that involves not increasing the debt limit. It has to go up. No leadership person, no responsible voice disputes that.
Well, and the question is, will there be some taxes raised as things go along? Will they find the spending cuts? But you mentioned that a Republican budget. I just want to ask you quickly, that was the same budget that contained the Paul Ryan plan for Medicare. How Democrats in the Senate forced a symbolic vote on that a couple of weeks ago to get Republicans on record. Now we have this symbolic vote last night. Republicans even calling people on Wall Street to say, we're not really serious about this, don't pay attention. Are we going to see more of these votes?
We've got 2 months of posturing before they actually have to get something done, because the Treasury Department has said, look, we can manage the bills until about August 2nd. So talks are already underway to try to figure out how to square the circle and give Republicans the Medicare cuts they want. And, I don't know how they're going to do it, but also apparently raise some revenues, which Democrats say they need. But, I mean, August 2nd is a long way off, and so in the meantime, these people are just sort of playing to the gallery.
And one new line we might be hearing the White House pointing out that Ronald Reagan might have been on their side. He wanted Congress to raise the debt ceiling back in 1983. So it goes on. Lori Montgomery, Washington Post financial reporter, thanks so much.
Thank you.